From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, February 26th. Coming up, transgender teens and their parents speak out after Lurie Children's pauses surgeries. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Deshaun Williams is poised to become the next mayor of Urbana. Based on unofficial results from the Champaign County Clerk's Office, Williams received just under two-thirds of the vote, with all 23 precincts counted. IPM Student Newsroom's Caitlin Devitt reports.
Williams was moved to tears in a speech Tuesday night as he thanked family members, campaign members, and the supporters who'd gathered at the Ironworkers Local Union 380 in Urbana. Afterwards, he said he's excited to get started and will prioritize rebuilding trust between the community and city government.
You know, and I think that that's going to come with, you know, us focusing in on transparency and ensuring that the community is involved in the decisions as we move forward to, you know, have a better city as a whole.
Williams ran against Annie Adams for the Democratic seat, and with no Republican candidate running for the position, the primary effectively brings the mayoral race to a close. Williams will take office in May, becoming Urbana's first black mayor. I'm Caitlin Devitt, IPM News.
Urbana voters re-elected all their current city council members during yesterday's Democratic primary election. In five of the city's wards, only incumbents were on the ballot. Voters in Ward 2 in central Urbana re-elected Councilmember Chris Evans, who defeated challenger Larry Lister. And in southeast Urbana, Ward 6 Councilmember Grace Wilkin was re-elected over former Councilmember Bill Colebrook. Urbana-based Carle Health says it's closing down most of its Health Alliance insurance plans, effective at the end of this year. IPM's Jim Meadows has more.
Health Alliance spokesperson Brittany Simon says the health insurance coverage they provide for more than 240,000 members is not shutting down immediately.
And I want to be clear that no one's coverage is ending today. Coverage will continue through the end of the year.
After that coverage ends, Health Alliance will still offer Medicare Advantage plans, although Simon says their long-term future is being evaluated. Carle Health says it hasn't been able to grow its health care plan to a size where they can absorb rising expenses. Health Alliance and its sister insurer, First Carolina Care, which is also slated to close, have a combined workforce of more than 600. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Officials with Planned Parenthood Illinois say they're working to reach people in more remote areas of the state. IPM's May Antar reports.
The organization is expanding access to medication abortion through its mobile app. The app, called PP Direct, asks patients a series of questions. Planned Parenthood's Illinois interim chief medical officer, Virgil Reed, says users who may live far away from a clinic can get help without having to leave their home.
We strive to really meet our patients where they are, and where you are a lot of times is in your living room, in your own home. And so being able to access these services in such a private way, I think is really important to a lot of patients.
Those services can include getting medications for abortion shipped to a patient's door. The organization says it costs patients $200 to ship the drug. PP Direct does not take health insurance. May Antar, IPM News.
Still to come, transgender teens and their parents speak out after Lurie Children's pauses surgeries. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain showers and a high of 60 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 36 degrees, northwest wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 52 degrees, west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 32 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 62 degrees and a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, we'll talk with State Senator Lakeisha Collins, chair of the General Assembly's Black Caucus, about Governor Pritzker's budget address, the Democrats who turned out for Trump, and the Trump administration's push to end DEI as we know it. Plus, the latest on federal workers in Illinois who've been fired or otherwise affected by the work of Elon Musk in Washington. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's been more than 2 weeks since Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago paused gender care surgeries. That's after President Donald Trump threatened to cut federal funding. Now families are speaking out about what it means for their lives. Kristen Schorsch has more.
The teenage boy in front of me is 17, and he's been on a journey for the past 4 years. He injects testosterone once a week. He's already frozen his eggs in case he wants to have his own biological kids one day. His next step was scheduling surgery at Lurie Children's to remove the breast tissue he was born with.
I don't feel like my body is mine in many ways. There's just some fundamental feeling of this isn't right, and this isn't the shape that I'm supposed to be. This isn't right.
But then his mom got a voicemail from Lurie.
And I was like, oh no, I could feel in the pit of my stomach that I knew what it was.
Her son's surgery isn't going to happen, not right now at least. Lurie has stopped gender-affirming surgeries for youth younger than 19. That's even though it's not legal in Illinois to discriminate against patients because of their gender identity. And two federal judges have blocked Trump's order, but that's only temporary. The transgender teen waiting for surgery is hurt and confused. I'm not using his name to protect his privacy and safety. He says he had asked his doctors what would happen to him if this change came.
All of their responses were, we will fight as hard as we can legally. We will try to push it back as much as we can to, you know, give you the care that you need. And then they go ahead and cancel it themselves. Like, they weren't forced to do that.
He says he knows it's not personal.
But it kind of feels like it sometimes, especially when that's like a lot of what the sentiment is, has been in general towards trans people in society.
We're trans kids are under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back.
After Lurie's decision, hundreds of people rallied in a park near the hospital. They shared personal stories of what gender-affirming care means for their lives. Patients and parents are angry and frustrated. The trans community is small. They already feel threatened and marginalized with the hateful rhetoric around the U.S. They worry if Lurie pauses surgeries, what's next?
Trans are human rights! Trans rights are human rights!
It's heartbreaking to see hospitals as big as Lurie comply in advance. I'll be honest, it feels like a betrayal.
Michelle Vallée's son receives hormone therapy at Lurie. The hospital still is providing this care and puberty blockers.
I can have compassion and understanding that it's economic too, right? There's federal dollars on the line. But at a certain point in the environment we're in, you have to say, no, I'm not doing this.
Dr. Robert Garofalo is the founding director of Lurie's Gender Development Program. In a statement, he says, quote, I can assure you, these kids and these families matter to this institution. He says Lurie put surgeries on hold to save the majority of other gender care services. Research shows how life-saving transgender medical care can be, like reducing depression and suicidal thoughts. Surgery for kids is rare. Vallée's son, Ben Garcia, is 18. He's received trans health care for years. Without it,
I would have been more withdrawn, less confident in, like, myself. This care has allowed me to be a lot more comfortable in who I am and the way that I present myself to the world.
He started going to Lurie when he was 10 or 11 years old. Therapists evaluated his mental health over multiple appointments before he could take puberty blockers to stop his body from going through changes. He had a double mastectomy 2 years ago. Even without the surgery he's been waiting for, the 17-year-old boy we heard from earlier says the gender-affirming care he's gotten so far has given him hope for his future. He has a strong community of support. He's working on his Eagle Scout project. He's considering studying medicine in college, inspired by the doctors who helped him. His mom says he's thriving.
Really proud of him because he just makes sense. He makes sense, and people are listening to him make sense and giving him what he needs to exist.
That was Kristen Schorsch reporting. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Caitlin Devitt, Arjun Tucker, Jim Meadows, May Antar, and Kristen Schorsch. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.